Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Linda Blitzstein from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Beautiful Scottsdale. How are things there?
Oh, gorgeous.
That's
what birds are singing and it's warm. It's gorgeous.
Yes, and pretty soon it'll be 150 degrees, won't it?
It will, but it's a dry heat.
Yes, of course. Linda, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, here is your first limerick.
The census comes when? That's a pity. Our fair limerick will seem itty-bitty. On that day, oh for shame, we don't play a home game. We're too few to be called a fair
city.
Yes, very good. On Sunday, census takers will be counting up the residents of Limerick, Ireland. That's right, that was a limerick about Limerick. How meta. One problem, about 20,000 of the city's residents will be out of town that day following the city's soccer team to a big match, and their absence will reduce the city's population under the minimum to be counted as a major city under European Union regulations. So all those soccer fans will come back, drunk, to find out they live in a quaint little village. Mayor Diarmuid Scully has a solution for the morning census, quote, "I'm asking for a flexible interpretation of the morning. Let morning stretch throughout the day. Let it stretch until midnight."
So they actually just count them like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Apparently, yeah.
There are actually, they have them count off.
Line up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of honor system.
All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Okay.
Not all Austrians have Arnold's pecs, but thanks to Freud, we're not complex. No matter what action, we get satisfaction, at least in the matter of
sex.
Right!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Ooh, wow. Just say it, don't do it.
Well, Scottsdale rated way up there.
Oh, yeah, apparently. What do you think when you think Austria? You think Lederhosen? You think singing governesses? How about sexual thrills? A study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior ranks 29 countries in honor of romantic contentment among adults aged 40 to 80. And Austria came in first at 72%, saying they're getting all they need, thank you very much. A result even more surprising when you consider Arnold Schwarzenegger no longer resides there. Japan came in dead last, with only 1 in 4 participants able to unclench their shoulders enough to complete the survey. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
Okay.
Walmart's changing its image, but slyly. The low prices aren't featured as highly. The round yellow face has fallen from grace. Yes, Walmart is slashing the...
smiley?
Yes!
Woohoo!
Wow.
Very good. My gosh, you're good. For 11 years now, Walmart's mascot has been the yellow, bouncy, and oddly silent cartoon smiley face known as Smiley. Rumor had it that Smiley was never allowed to talk because if he did, he'd ask to join a union. Carl, how did Linda do in our quiz?
Linda's a winner, Peter. She had 3 correct answers, so Linda, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I love it.
Well done. Linda, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Although I dropped 100,000 in the market, baby, I found $1 million in your smile. Yes, sir!